George, I
Mm-hmm.
think I'm good. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Yes.
George, radio 90.
Yeah.
President, I have a request whether you would do the large statement for film.
Yeah.
You would, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, about
put
when?
It on put it on teleprompter, letter, the whole lot. Yeah, I'll do it in time to get ready. Get ready by teleprompter right quick.
Okay, and how about the Southeast Asia policy statement, too?
They want it? Yeah.
Okay, sir.
But put in there a little bit different. Just say, I have repeatedly stated our policy in Southeast Asia. As General Eisenhower, as President Eisenhower did 10 years ago, the policy has not changed. I repeat it again.
Right.
Okay. Put that on teleprompter right quick.
Right.
Any other news?
No, sir. I sent you in a list with all of the names on it of who asked the questions. And,
All right. Now, you be sure if you're killed, I'll get out the head 19 questions. And any of them ask you any time about a press conference, just say, now, he has anything that justifies announcing. When he calls one, he doesn't. They all criticize him and say that it's not presidential caliber. Now, he didn't want to dodge a question. If you've got any you want to ask him, I'll submit it right now. Get it for you in 2 minutes.
Right.
But until he has some announcement, he doesn't want to take your time. He doesn't mind taking his, but he doesn't want to just be calling because you'll go out and write a story that he issued a bunch of announcements that the bureaus would normally issue. Just say, we had a good deal of economic stuff this morning. He wanted to give. That's very significant. It's very important. But he didn't give it because he didn't want you raising hell about it. And I don't care. I'll give it to him fast or slow. I'll give it to him fast so that they won't say I used all the time to have more for questions. But when I do that, then they want me to go slow. So I went slow this morning. But they don't know what they want. And if they'll just tell me, I guess the thing, the rule now will be give them all opening statements real slow on the advice and request of Helen Thomas. And let's let them know that we're going to go slow enough with them. Because, and they always refer to our press conferences quickest. Well, when we have an announcement, we make it. We consider that a compliment. But they ought to quit acting like they're children. I don't know why we ought to give them a day notice to think up a question. They're supposed to be intelligent. If they expect me to answer it on the spur of the moment, they ought to be able to ask it. Besides, they can accumulate their questions and put them in their ass pocket and write on them if they want to. Accumulate them so when I do call one, they're prepared. But there's no reason why I ought to give them a day's notice because I don't know a day ahead of time. Do they want me to delay the large thing a day or do they want me to give it to them when I got it? Both UP and AP spent a lot of time talking about the quickies. But I don't know why they don't want it as soon as I know it. Why they would want me to wait till tomorrow and give them all notice. I don't know why. Okay.
Yes, sir.